Let us pray. 让我们祷告。We do not look for human wisdom, but we look for guidance from your word.
我们不寻求人的智慧，我们寻求你的引领。
Your word is truth, and it expresses your will to us.
你的话是真理，是向我们说，向我们引领我们的道路。
And so we bow our heads, we bow our wills and our minds and our hearts and yield to you.
所以我们谦卑我们的心，谦卑我们的来到你的面前来聆听你的话。
Give us ears to hear what you have to say, O Lord.
给我们开我们的心，让我们可以听到你的话语。
And hearts that are willing to obey.
然后我们的心来乐意来顺服跟随你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
What causes conflicts?
什么会引起冲突？
One reason that there are conflicts is we have different ideas and different opinions of what we want.
一种可能就是我们有不同的意见，有不同的欲望。
And then there becomes a war of wills as to who gets what they want.
于是就变成了这个想要做的不同的一场战争争吵。
This happens between us and our children.
这发生在我们跟我们的孩子们之间。
And the question becomes, how can we bridge the gap between us and our children?
问题是我们来如何来就是来跨越这种我们和我们孩子之间的这种分歧。
We can try to come up with all kinds of human techniques and wisdom.
我们或许可有很多这个人的智慧人的技巧
but in the end we still struggle
到头来还是挣扎
Paul wrote this letter to the Ephesians to speak to their need for unity
保罗写了这封书信给以弗所了就是来帮助他们的需要在怎么来合一
He spends more than half of chapter 2 and most of chapter 3Speaking about what God has done to bring them together as one.
他用了大部分第二章的篇幅和第三章的全部篇幅来陈述神为了使我们合一都做了些什么。
And then in the first half of chapter 4, he speaks of the need to walk together in unity and the means by which they may do so.
在第四章的上半部分呢，他就是来论述我们来应该如何行来才能够合一。
Having been called by God, you are now part of His family.
我们既蒙了神的召，我们就成了神家庭的一部分。
We are all together one with each other in Christ Jesus.
我们所有的在一起成了在耶稣基督里一起成为了一起。
For Christ died and paid the price in order to call us to Himself.In his family.
因为基督付上了他生命来呼召我们成为他家中的一员。
And so Paul says earlier in chapter 2 verse 13, but now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ.
保罗在第一章里头第十三节这样说。第二章第十三节这样说到，看不到。第十三节这样说到，他用他的宝血，使我们成为了一体。
By the blood of Christ.
由耶稣基督的宝血。
So as members of God's family, Paul urges us to live a life worthy of this calling.
作为基督的身体，我们要活出与蒙召的恩相称。
He then, in verses 2 and 3, talks about the manner we may live of this calling.
在第四章第二、第三节，他就继续说我们怎样来用什么样的方式来活出这样的生命来。
And then in verses 5 and 6, he speaks of the hope for living in this calling.
第五、第六节他就说是我们能够活在一个指望中。 一个盼望中。
So, live a life worthy of our calling.
所以既然蒙召行事为人当与蒙召的恩相称。
God is very interested in, he is very invested in our unity together.
神的美意就是让我们在一起彼此合一的生活。
Do you want your family to be united?
你是否渴望你的家庭合而为一？
First, know what it costs to bring unity.
首先要看看是什么可以将大家合而为一。
Paul points to this in the first half of Ephesians.
保罗在这个前半部就指出了怎样合而为一。
One God planned for this. Even from the very beginning of creation, Paul speaks about this in verses 4 and 5 and 9 and 10 of chapter 1.
神这神的计划就是如此，在以弗所书的第一章的各个章节里他已经提到了。
It cost God the suffering and death of the Son Jesus, so he speaks in verse 7 of chapter 1.
在第一章第七节里头他说
It took God great grace and mercy to bring us back to himself. He speaks of this in chapter 2.
在第一章第七节呢，他这样说：“我们借着爱子的血得蒙救赎，过免，得以赦免。”
But not only does this bring us back to Him, but it also is through the death of Jesus that the gap that is between us is bridged, and we can be one together.
不仅仅将我们带到神的面前，而且耶稣的死将我们和神。和神与人之间的这种隔阂给带到了一起。
And so Paul emphasizes this in verse 16 of chapter 2, when he says, and he might reconcile us both to God in one body through the cross, thereby killing the hostility.
保罗在这个二章十六节里这样强调，既在十字架上灭了冤仇，便借着十字架使两下归为一体，与神和好了。
And so I ask, what is the worth? What is the value? What is the price of this calling?
所以我来问大家一个问题，是什么是活出这个与这招相称的一个生命呢？
Literally, in the original language, the word worth means balance, that which balances.
从字面的意思上来看，这个值得就是一个平衡，就是一个天平，一个平衡。
We were rebels, we were sinners.
我们是悖逆的，我们是罪人。
The balance of sinners, the balance of rebels is condemnation.
悖逆罪人的另一边秤的另一边呢就是惩罚。
But God made us his children.
但是神呢使我们成为了他的儿女。
And God balances that with an inheritance that He gives His children.
在天平的另一边呢，因为我们是神的儿女呢，他就赐予了我们成为他的后嗣，成为他的儿女。
So how do we go from being rebels to children, and from condemnation to an inheritance?
在秤里边是我们如何从这个悖逆的成为神的儿女，从另一边天平另一边我们是如何从受罚来得到。继承他的产业呢？
That is the price God paid, the death of Christ on the cross.
这就是因为神差遣他的爱子在十字架上的宝血使我们和好。
And that death brings us life.
耶稣的死使我们带来了，为我们带来了生命。
And so God has called us out of death into life, out of rebellion into childhood, and into his eternal inheritance.
神从死亡呼召我们有了生命，从隔离到了与神亲近。
He has called us not as a bunch of individuals, but He has called us together as a family.
他呼召我们并不是个人的每一个人，是一起成为一个整体，成为一个家庭。
And so that is the calling.
这就是他的圣召。
What is the balance to that calling? What is the worth? What is the price?
那么什么在天城的另一边，什么是值得这个圣招呢？
What would you give in exchange for what God has done to bring unity?
你给予什么呢？因为神的宝血换回了我们的合二为一呢？
What price is worthy of what God has paid?
什么样的价配得神的这种呼召呢？
How would you balance the scales?
你如何来平衡这个天平呢？
Are your desires or is your will worthy of keeping compared to the cost that God has paid?
你的欲望，你所要做的是否值神所呼召你的要做的呢？
Are your dreams more worthy than what God has done to bring us together?
你的梦想是否配神来呼召你的要应该做的呢？
And how would you compare your accomplishments with what God has done?
你怎样来比较你所取得的一切，来比较神所为我们所付出的一切呢？
And in your homes, what price will you pay to have unity?
在你的家中，你付什么样的代价使你的家庭能有合一呢？
What would you sacrifice like God the Father sacrificed in order for there to be unity in your homes?
你付出什么会像神那样付上代价使换回我们的合一？
This is the first issue to be answered before we even do anything.
这是第一个问题我们需要回答，在我们看其他的问题之前。
Know the price to pay.
知道这个耶稣付上的代价。
But Paul is speaking of the church as the family of God.
保罗是说教会的这样的一个家是神的一个家。
对。神的一个家。
神的一个家。神的一个家。
And so I must go on to ask this. What will you sacrifice to bring unity to CBCGL?
所以我要继续问这样一个问题，你要付上什么样的代价使我们这个 CBCGL这个教会能够合一呢？
Is there anything that you would hang on to that is more worthy than what God has done to bring us all together?
你能做些什么能够真是与神付上这样的代价来相称呢？
So, for one example and only one example.
仅仅举一个例子。
Is our language more worthy than the unity that God has sacrificed his son to bring us?
我们的语言更值得配这个耶稣基督为我们付上的代价吗？
Language divides us.
语言会使我们有隔阂分离。
Do not forget that all the different languages in the world are God's curse.
不要忘记了世界上有这么多的语言是神的诅咒。
And in that sense, language is cursed from God.
所以说呢，语言呢其实是神的一个咒诅。
For remember the story of the Tower of Babel.
还记得那个圣经里的那个故事，那个高塔。
Mankind was united.
人类想合一。
United against the will of God.
合一来抵抗神的欲望，神的旨意。
And in order to leave room for his mercy rather than judgment, God decided to curse us, divide us by splitting us up with many languages.
为了给神的拯救留空间，为了神呢就诅咒有了这么多的语言。
And so we have languages.
所以我们就有了这么多的语言。
Are they worthy?
这些是否值得吗？这些值得合而为一的吗？
Because for those of us who are in Christ, we should not be divided.
我们这些在神国里的人不应该分隔。
I leave you the question then, after all that God has done to make us one, what should we do to be united?
我给大家一个问题，我们看到神的这么多的所作所为，我们应该如何
But not only should we live a life worthy of the calling, we should live a love worthy of the calling.
我们不仅要活出蒙召所应得的那样的生命。
For verses 2 and 3, he says, with humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace.
第三节这样说到, 凡事谦虚温柔, 忍耐, 用爱心互相宽容, 用和平彼此联络, 竭力保守神, 圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
In love, we are to do these things.
因为爱, 我们才可以做这些事情。
And these are all the elements of love.
这些是所有爱的元素。
You can go to 1 Corinthians 13. Love is patient. Love is kind.
你可以回到哥林多书这样提到，爱是忍耐，恒久忍耐。
And so with all humility, we are to be with one another.
凡事谦虚, 我们可以彼此相爱。
Remember, we are all equally sinners. We all equally come from our rebellion against God. We are all equally in the same place before God.
想一想，我们以前都是同等的罪人，同等的悖逆神。
And we are all equally made children of God.
我们现在都同等成为了神的儿女。
We are all equally members of His family, and there's no one in God's sight who is more valuable than another one.
我们 在神的家中是每一位是同等的，并不是每一位有哪一位高于更贵重，哪一位更。
There is none more deserving than another. In fact, none is deserving.
没有哪一位更值得在家中当中，其实没有任何一位是值得配得在神的家中。
All our gifts, all our skills, all our education, all our accomplishments, and all our sacrifices do not make any difference between us before the sight of God.
我们的聪明才智等等，并不是值得我们能够在神的面前。And
so we cannot look at another person, anybody, and say, I am better than that person.
所以我们不可能每一位当看到另外一位觉得你比他强，比别人强。What
does humility look like?
谦虚是如何呢？
A person who is humble is slow to speak and quick to listen.
谦卑就是慢慢的说，快快的听。
A person who is humble is eager to serve and slow to make demands.
谦卑就是积极的服侍，然而很少的索取。
A person who is humble expects the best in others. Not concluding this person will never change.
谦虚就是寄予别人好的，希望别人老是变得更好。Our
own families could use a little of the practice of humility.
我们自己的家可以来实用一些这个，来如何实行，来如何实践这个谦虚谦卑。Yes,
we parents are in charge.
是的，有时候我们作为 家长，我们感觉到我们在掌控着家庭。But
before God, we are not masters.
可是，在神的面前，我们并不是多么有能力。We
are stewards of His children to help them to grow.
我们是他的管家，帮助我们的孩子来成长。And
since God is humble, how could we not be humble in our families?
神谦卑，我们又如何不应该谦卑呢？在我们家中。
Isn't that what Jesus said to us?
那不是耶稣基督对我们说的吗?
Matthew 11:29, he said, Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls.
马太福音里有这样的说, 如何教导我们谦卑?
How often when we find our children in disagreement with us,
我们经常会发现我们的孩子可能会与我们有不同的意见。We
act more arrogant than humble with them.
我们可能会更加的傲慢，与其 humble， 我们可能与其我们谦卑，可能我们更加的傲慢有时。And
yet, with the woman caught in adultery, we see Jesus' authority and humility perfectly balanced.
是的，那位妇人当她犯了奸淫罪的时候，耶稣基督是如何的谦卑的来帮助她。
So be humble with your children and model it for them, so they can learn to be humble. And let us be humble with one another within the house of God.
所以对待我们的孩子，我们要用谦卑来塑造他们，在神的家中也是如此。
Further, living in love with each other means being gentle with each other.
进一步，彼此的相爱就是彼此的温柔，彼此要。
Some people make the mistake of confusing bluntness with honesty.
有些人可能错误地认为直率就是诚实。
I know a person very well. It took this person a long time to learn that honesty is not the same as bluntness.
我认识一个人呢，就是一个弟兄或姐妹，他花了很长时间他才意识到直率不等于这个不等于诚实，诚实不等于直率。
You don't have to throw gentleness out the window in order to be true.
你不需要将这个诚实呢扔到窗外，以致才能够保持真实。
And when we throw gentleness out the window, whether it's with each other in this community or it's with our children, we end up stirring up anger and resentment, and barriers come up between people.
当我们失去了温柔的时候，我们就会带来怒气、怨恨，在你的周围。
We forget that our God, who is always true, is the God who told His people that I will never snuff out the smoldering wick, nor will I break the bruised reed.
我们就忘了神是怎么来对待，他从不将禅的灯吹灭，不将压伤的芦苇，不将压伤芦苇折断。
So between you and your children, treat them with gentleness, and you will begin to see more unity with them.
所以对待你的孩子、子女要用温柔，这样才能够合一。
Gentleness turns away anger and self-defense. Gentleness says, I value you, not just what I have to say to you or do for you.
温柔呢会将怒气和怨恨远离，怒气和怨恨。温柔呢也会，温柔就意味着我们看重对方。
Gentleness handles others with care.
温柔呢就是对待别人充满了小心。
It's amazing how well and gentle and precisely we can treat our possessions.
我们可以看到我们是如此的就是来小心翼翼来对待我们所有的财产或财富。
And yet the people we care about, the people who are more valuable, we can treat with carelessness.
可是更宝贵的人呢，我们却对待他们的时候呢，非常的不关心，不漠视。
When we correct our children or each other with hardness, it stirs up anger and resentment and builds barriers between us. But when we correct with gentleness, they listen and take the correction to heart.
当我们来管教我们的儿女的时候，我们可能会充满了怒气和怨恨。但是如果我们真的是用我们的温柔来对待我们的孩子，他们会听，他们会来改变他们的心。
Further love means that we will treat each other with patience.
进一步爱，我们要彼此相爱，我们要对待彼此充满了耐心。
Consider the patience of God toward us.
想一想神是如何对待我们，他是多么的有耐心。
Think on the sin that you struggle with over and over, the attitudes that are wrong, the wishes that you should let go of.You still hang on to, and the habits that do not honor Christ, and how patient God has been with you in those.
想一想，神是对待我们，挥之不去的那个罪，还有那种态度，那种是如何对我们有那样的耐心。
How then can we in turn be impatient with one another with the faults and the attitudes that we have between us?
我们应该如何彼此来有耐心来彼此对待呢？因为看到我们的神是对待我们那样有耐心。
Patience endures with caring, letting us hope for what is better in the other person.
耐心的可以使得这个彼此的关怀更有爱心，也会使我们呢变得彼此建造变更好。
Patience leaves room for the hope that God is the one who will make us better.
耐心的可以给神留空间，使神使我们变得更好。
So out of genuine caring, endure in hope that God will make you better and other people better.
真心实意的关心别人呢，会持续那种我们在主里的盼望，也是会使我们变得在神里头更好。
And when we are patient with one another, we do leave room for change.
当我们彼此真的有耐心的时候，我们会有这样的空间彼此的改变。
He continues saying, bearing with one another.
他继续在这里说，要以爱心互相的忍耐。
In love. Love is the strong motivating factor for family.
爱呢是最爱心呢是最强的这个动机，可以使我们在家庭中
It bears all things.
使我们可以承受一切我们所遭遇的。
Because of love, we can bear through hard times.
因为爱使我们可以承受艰辛的时刻。
Pain and loss.
痛苦和失丧亲人。
Love bears through the test of success.
爱呢甚至可以使我们来承受，即使在我们取得胜利的时候。
Love bears with limitations that others have.
爱呢可以使我们克服我们的有限性。
There may be physical limitations, emotional limitations, psychological limitations. Love bears with it all.
这种局限性呢可能是我们身体上的、精神上的、心理上的，爱可以使我们克服这些障碍。
It is with love that I was able to hold my young children in my arms and cleanse them and feed them and care for them and bathe them day and night, not just in convenient times, but in the most inconvenient times.
因为爱呢，我可以来抱着我的孩子，可以为他食物，清洗他，爱呢可以使我把他在我的身上可以，无论是黑天白夜，不是仅仅在那些个就是舒适的时刻。
And love holds an aging parent in your arms to feed and to bathe and to care for.
因为爱呢，我们才能够真是就是帮助我们年长的父辈父母，帮助他们。
If we love one another, we will bear with one another, regardless of the need or the limitation.
如果我们彼此相爱，彼此的扶持，我们可以。
And Paul moves on to talk about being eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace.
保罗呢，继续论述圣灵。因为爱我们才能够同有一个指望。
I've seen children crying.
我看到小孩子可能在哭泣。
Because their parents were fighting.
因为父母可能在吵架。
They're eager for their family to be united as one whole family.
他们渴望家庭合而为一，像一体。
And we who are members of God's family, could we be even less eager that we, His family, would be united?
我们是神的子民，我们难道不更加希望我们属灵的家更合而为一吗？
Through Christ, the Spirit breaks down the dividing walls between us. So let us be eager then to keep the unity.
因为耶稣基督的圣灵已经拆毁了那隔断的墙，使我们来尽力，来尽渴慕合而为一。
We are eager to build and to maintain our human families, and so we should be.
我们渴慕来建造我们处世的家的合而为一，我们更应该渴慕我们 教会的家合而为一。
How much more ought we be eager to build and maintain this eternal family that God has made us members of?
我们更应该如何来渴慕来建造我们这个永恒的属灵的家的合而为一呢？
Christ paid the price in his blood to make us CBCGL one family.
耶稣付上了他的宝血的赎价，使我们我们的教会呢合而为一。
This bond of peace costs God greatly.
这和平的这个联络呢，借着和平的联络，使我们在主里的分享爱。
The least we can do is to bow in reverence before our Father and obey Him.
至少我们应该来敬慕我们的神，来匍匐在我们神的面前。来合而为一。
But now we to live a life worthy of the calling and live a love worthy of the calling, we should live a hope worthy of the calling.
这样我们才能够蒙召行事为人与蒙召得的恩相称。
This is what Paul speaks of in verses 4 through 6 when he says there is one body and one spirit, just as you were called to one hope that belongs to your calling.One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all, through all, and in all.
保罗呢，在第四章四到六节呢这样说呢，身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召，同有一个指望，一主，一信，一喜，一神，就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在我们众人之中。
He says, just as you were called to one hope. That phrase, just as, means that the one hope is equal to the one body and the one spirit.
正如呢，我们被召同有一个指望，这里头的这个词句呢，正如呢，的意思就是呢，我们同有一个盼望这个词呢和这个同一个身体同一个圣灵是同等的重要。
Here, of course, Paul is referring to the church.
这里呢保罗呢是谈到了我们的教会。
There is one universal church, or as Paul says in 1:22, it is the body of Christ.
保罗说呢这里呢只有一个普世的教会。保罗说在第一章第二十二节呢这样说呢身体教会呢就是基督的身体。
So what is this hope?
所以什么是盼望呢什么是这个盼望呢
It is further seen in the list that follows when he says one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father over all who is over all, through all and in all.
进一步来说呢这个盼望呢就是一主一信一喜一神众人就是我们众人的父超乎众人之上，关乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。
For there is one, repeated seven times, one, 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 one.
只有一个。
Like the blows of a hammer driving home the nail of unity.
只有一位，重复了七次，一一一一一，从就像这个建造房屋的这个气锤将这个。合一的这个钉子一一的定到了这个合而为一的这个 家中。
You and I are not alone.
你和我并不是孤独的。
Our Christianity is not about me and my personal faith.
我们基督的信仰呢并不是关于我和我个人的一个信仰。
We have been adopted into a family, a community, and it is we and our faith.
我们呢被神的接纳成为神的家，成为了一个团契。我们的信仰。
The comparison between American way and Chinese way or Taiwanese way, none of these is worthy.
来比较一下这个美国的方式中国的方式还有台湾的方式呢没有一种是值得
If we were to adopt the attitude of Paul that he expresses in Galatians 3, these are all rubbish compared to running the race with Christ.
如果我们要是将这一切的比较，这个用哥林多前书保罗的那个比较呢，就是没有一样是值得的。
Rather, let us lay down our trophies and our treasures and our aspirations and our cultures and our languages, and let us lay them all down at the foot of the cross of Christ.
让我们放下在地上的奖赏，放下所有的一切来追求神在十字架上的。
We will not be united in practice until we do so.
我们不能够得到合一，直到我们来这样来追随耶稣。
For it is Christ and Christ alone who unites us.
耶稣基督唯有基督来可以使我们合一。
And only He is worthy.
唯有他值得。
And He is coming again to take us home.
他会再来把我们接回他的天家。
So you lay your will and your dreams and yourself and your children at the foot of the cross.
说放下你的这个你的梦、你的自己和你的所有的儿女的这个重点，放到十字架的脚下。
Do you want a better life for your children?
你想要你的孩子有更好的生活吗？生命吗？Then
lay your children at the cross of Christ.
将他们交给十字架。
And then model this as well in yourself for them as you lay yourself and all you hope for at the cross of Christ.
也是塑造你们自己像这样，像孩和孩子们一样，放到十字架，交给基督。
Then you will be able to join hands with them and follow Jesus.
然后你才和耶稣联手，跟随基督。
For he gives us a dream and a hope that is far greater than anything we lay at his cross.
他给我们的梦想和一切是更好。
For this is our hope.
这是我们的盼望。
That we shall dwell together in the house of the Lord forever. This is our hope.
我们应该住在神的家中永永远远。这是我们的盼望。
The American dream is nothing compared to this hope.
美国的美国梦没有一点可以跟这个梦来比较，比拟。
We sacrifice much to get the American dream, but God offers us far and away above more than this.
我们牺牲了一切来追求美国在地上的美国的梦，但是神给我们的远远超过这些。
Our hope is that we and our children together with us may dwell in the house of the Lord forever. What would you trade for that?
我们的梦的盼望呢，就是我们的孩子，我们的儿女和我们可以一同住在神的殿中。那么你们还要再梦想什么呢？
Our hope is not in what we do in this life or what we accomplish and experience. Rather, our hope is in Jesus coming again to take us home with Him.
我们的盼望呢，并不是我们在这地上所追求、所想象的。我们应该是睡眠就是在耶稣基督里头。
And it is as he promised in John 14:2-3 when he said, In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I go you may be also.
在约翰福音里，约翰福音第十四章这样说道，在我的父家有许多房子。 如果没有的话，我就会告诉你们。我现在就去为你们准备。当我再来的时候，我去哪，你们也去哪。And
this same John warns us elsewhere, saying, "Do not love the world or the things in the world." Things of the world are passing away.
约翰一书或者二书里头，约翰一书也这样提到，不要贪恋这个世界，不要贪恋这世上的事情。
But all too often, we do love the world.
可是我们经常却还是不能放弃舒适的。
And our pursuit of the things of the world drives us away from each other, drives us away from our families, drives us away from our children, and as they pursue the world after our modeling, it drives them away from us as well.
我们来在这世上呢，因为追求我们所要的，以至于我们远离了神，远离了我们家庭，远离了我们的子女。
This is why we work so hard at jobs and in activities that allow us to get things that connect with others of like mind.
这就是我们经常是我们在工作中是如此的努力，如此的努力去追求各种事情。
And whether we mean to or not, we teach our children the same thing.
我们以至于教给我们的孩子也是如此。
And we do it all in the name of giving them a better life.
我们如此行的是因为我们这样有这样的一个幌子，就是给他们有更好的生活。
But meanwhile, our connection with our heavenly family is neglected, even more so today when we live so far distant from each other that we have to make appointments to see each other.
与此同时呢，我们远离了神，以至于呢，我们有时要彼此见面的时候还要事先预约。
And we let the worries and the cares of this life and the desires for the things thereof to choke out the fruitfulness of the life of Christ.
以致让我们的担忧呢，我们在每天生活的忧虑呢，来阻挠了神对我们的美意。
We and our vision, let's start that again. Our vision has become clouded by fondness for today, the things that we can have.Rather than hope for the rooms that Christ has prepared for us together in His house.
我们的这个目标呢变得模糊不清了，以至于我们因为我们对现世的是如此的爱现世，以至于我们的盼望在耶稣基督里的盼望没有了空间。
As long as our eyes are on the prizes we can win today, we will not live in unity.
如果我们总是把我们的眼目看到现世的这个奖赏呢，我们就不能够看到属天的恩赐奖赏。
And our own families will not be in unity.
我们的家呢就不能够得到合一。
But if we all hope for that which our Father has given us.If we get our eyes off of the prize of today, the rewards of today, we will be brought together in unity.
如果我们将我们的眼放下我们对现今的奖赏、现今的追求，那么我们就可以将我们的教会合而为一，追求合而为一。
Our decisions, our choices, our expectations reveal what we hope in.
我们的决定，我们的选择，我们的这个期待呢，揭示了我们的盼望。
Our investments of time, our efforts and money are either in the hope which we have in the life together, or the hope in getting what we can today.
我们的在时间，我们在投资在时间上，在我们的精力上，我们的金钱上。在我们的盼望呢，使我们今天的生命呢，或者在一起呢，还是在永恒的盼望呢，得到我们是作为我们的奖赏。
My friends, don't let the rewards of today pull you away from the family of God.
弟兄姐妹们，不要让现今的奖赏将你从远使你远离神。
As a pastor.I go to more funerals than most of you do.
作为牧者呢，我可能去这个葬礼比你们都多。
But one thing is very clear to me.
有一件事情是非常清楚。
Life is very short and life is very temporary.
生命呢，非常的短暂，非常的暂时性。
And all those who die leave everything behind.
所有死去的将所得的一切呢，都放到了背后。
And I have not been to a funeral yet where the people talk about all the person's possessions.
葬礼还没有开始，他们就可能讨论所有的他们的这个拥有的财产，留在以后的财产。
At the funerals I go to, the loved ones share stories about the person's character.And about interactions with that loved one.
葬礼我去的呢，他们在葬礼上分享他们的彼此的爱，彼此的这个彼此的这个记忆。
You can't take anything to heaven with you.
你不能带去任何事情到天堂。
But you can take your relationships in Christ with you.
你可以将你与神的关系带到天堂。
You can take your character with you.
你不能带去你的这个品德。
And these are the things that will last in the family of God, in the rooms that Christ has prepared for us.
这些呢就是可以留在我们耶稣基督为我们预备的永恒的家。
Live your life for this hope.
你将你的生命花在这样的盼望上。
For it, where your treasure is, there will your heart be.
你的财宝在哪，你的心也在哪。
In Christ, God has made the way for us to come back to Him.
在耶稣基督里呢，因为耶稣基督使我们能够回到神的，再次回到神的面前。
Through His sacrifice on the cross, Jesus paid the price.
借着耶稣在十字架上付的赎价。
And God has called you. He has called you back into relationship with Him.
他呼召你，他呼召你来回到他和他的这种有亲密的这种关系。
But He didn't just call you as an individual. He called you to join with Him in His family.
然而他没有呼召你作为一个个人的，而是作为大家，我们一个作为一个家。
So live a life worthy of that calling.
所以行事为人当与蒙召的恩相称。
Therefore, live in love with one another.
因此呢，我们要彼此相爱的活着，活着。
And live for the hope of that call.
活为那一个盼望活着。
Amen.
Amen.